Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So now to the paid sick days, which an estimated 48% of New Yorkers don't get at their jobs, and legislation before the city council aims to address. It would require all private employers to provide at least 5 paid sick days a year. And with me now to explain how this law would work is the bill's sponsor, Councilwoman Gail Brewer, who represents the 6th District, Clinton, and part of the Upper West Side. Hi, Councilwoman Brewer. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. Always good to talk to you.
What would your bill do exactly?
Well, we have 38 sponsors, and what it would say is that you have to earn paid sick time so workers can earn 1 hour of sick time for every 30 hours worked. And there's a maximum, just as you indicated. If you're a small business, you get 5 days. If you're a larger business, you get 9 days. But you have to earn it. And it doesn't just come the day you start. You actually have to be there for a certain time period. You can't take bank the time. In other words, you can use 5 days in one calendar year or 9 if you have 10 employees or more in the business, but you can't add it up. And if you leave, that's it. You don't get to take that time with you. So it's really for those who are sick at the business at the time.
A lot of companies do let you bank your sick time if they provide sick days now. Are you afraid that it would stop companies from doing that?
No. If a company already has a paid leave policy, and many of them do, particularly those in unionized situations or good companies, the policy would stay. This is for the million or more workers who have absolutely nothing right now and who have a child who's sick or they're sick. And, of course, you heard earlier the discussion of the flu that is in our country right now. So it doesn't jeopardize those companies that already have a policy.
Listeners, let's talk about paid sick leave. Do you have it? Do you want it? If you're an employer who doesn't provide paid sick time, we'd love to hear from you to tell us why you think you can't afford it and react to Councilwoman Brewer's legislation. Anyone else on paid sick leave? Should this be a right? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I gather, Councilwoman, that you were just at Union Square presenting a subway ad campaign on sick days?
We had a wonderful time. Yes, we presented the subway campaign, which will be all across the city, but we also had actors who were presenting themselves as germs, and I was the doctor to select which germ was the best. So it was actually a lot of fun. But yes, we were there to talk about the fact that paid sick time, I think, is absolutely necessary. People are on the subway, people are at work, and like we said, about a million workers, particularly low-wage workers, do not have any time off. And we have so much documentation of individuals who are at work, child is sick, and they're afraid to leave to take care of the child because they could be fired. That's a very commonplace, unfortunately, in our city.
Eric in North Bergen has a story. Hi, Eric. You're on WNYC.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I was sick 2 weeks ago, and I'll keep the locations anonymous because actually both me and my partner have fantastic jobs. With benefits, and you know, they're gracious employers. However, without sick days, both of us ended up going in sick 2 weeks ago to the detriment of the other employees that work in these facilities. I think my partner got about 8 people sick, and it's because he couldn't really afford not to show up, especially if he was going to go to the doctor. So, you know, it seems like it should be a public...
A public health and a public health measure. Did your employer ever get asked by anyone, why don't you provide sick days?
No, not in my case. It's really a two-person gig, so it's not that anyone else would be asking except for myself. But come the new year, if there's a renegotiation of any benefits, I'll certainly bring it up because it made me very uncomfortable, and I'm quite sure it was the longest recovery time I'd ever had for a simple cold. And it's because I just couldn't take the time to...
recover.
Eric, thank you for your call. And Councilwoman Brewer, I guess that's very relevant to swine flu right now.
It's relevant to swine flu and to other, just the flu in general, as indicated by the gentleman who just called. He just had the regular flu. And, you know, it's not expensive, Brian. We figure it's about $5.37 a week per worker for small businesses if one is sick. So that would have been the cost to that individual's business if he had been allowed to take off a paid sick day.
Well, it would be more than that, wouldn't it, if they had to replace the person with a per diem employee?
This is the average. In other words, this is the result of studies done by the Community Service Society and by a think tank in Washington. No, this is the average, even with replacement. Obviously, it's averaged out. Some people cover, some people hire somebody, and some people just let the job go, depending on the need for that particular business. So this covers everybody.
Nikki in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nikki.
Hi there. I think this is an excellent bill, and I'm very excited about it. I hope it gets through, because currently I'm working at a large imaging facility with a lot of sites around the New York area, and I work 30 hours, so I'm wondering, would I be eligible for this?
Nikki, yes, you would be eligible. The issue there would be, part-time workers are included in this bill. You'd have to earn it. So you'd work a certain number of hours, and then the bill would kick in. That's how it works. So it's earned. But, yes, part-time workers are included in our legislation.
Wonderful.
Nikki, thank you. Good luck. What's the support like for this in City Council?
Well, a huge number, Brian. We have 38 co-sponsors. We have a hearing on Monday, November 16th at 1 o'clock at City Hall in the Civil Service Committee. And I would say that the coalition that's behind it is huge. It obviously includes a lot of businesses that believe there should be a level playing field. There are a lot of businesses that already provide this, but they do feel they're at a disadvantage, and they'd love to have it across the board. Obviously, a lot of low-wage worker organizations like Make the Road New York, Community Service Society that did the study on this. All the unions are supporting it because they feel that many of their workers have this in negotiation, but they feel that all workers should have it. And obviously, interesting, a lot of the human resource professionals in large companies, they have to deal with this issue. They support it. And obviously, many workers working in restaurants are particularly supportive because they don't want to come to work sick, but they're the ones that feel particularly strongly that if they take a time off, they could get fired. And I don't think any of us want to have a restaurant worker ill.
Yeah, nobody. It's certainly not in the customer's interest to have a restaurant worker ill. Is that an industry where workers are less likely than others to have paid sick time?
Very unlikely. Obviously, there are a lot of Latino workers in the kitchen. There are restaurants are very close to the margin in terms of income, and so I think that there isn't a tendency to give as much benefits. This wouldn't cost the restaurant much. That is a real number, that $5.37 a week per worker in terms of the cost. In San Francisco, where such legislation has been in effect for 2 years, we have not heard any complaints. I personally talked to the Chamber of Commerce there. Their main complaint is how it is administered, which is something that we would look at carefully here in the city of New York and not make the same mistakes. How is the bookkeeping done? That was their only complaint. And people also felt that there are less visits to the emergency room, which is a common complaint across the country, because people can take the time off and get better. Obviously, the caller earlier couldn't get better. He was at work. Took longer. Many people run to the emergency room. That would hopefully stop with this kind of legislation.
City Council Member Gail Brewer from the west side of Manhattan, my guest on WNYC, proposing legislation that would mandate sick time for all workers at businesses in New York City. Do you think that this should be a national right? Honestly, some of the reaction that people are getting, and my own reaction when I first heard this, because I was ignorant of this, was that, wait, you mean this isn't part of the basic wage and hour laws? People everywhere who have jobs, at least full-time jobs, don't get paid sick time. So do you think this should be just considered a fundamental right of people with jobs?
I absolutely do. And interestingly enough, the biggest support comes from parents. As you know, large numbers of parents are working, two parents, single parents, everybody is working or trying to, and they're out of the house. We had a wonderful example of a nurse. Last year in her school, there was a tremendous amount of swine flu. She had over 100 students waiting in line to go home, and she did everything she could to get parents. She was in Queens, and she said in that particular situation, she was able to reach most parents. She said, but if this continues, she couldn't do it. That is where I'm getting most of my calls, from parents who say, I don't want my child to go sick to school, and I don't want anybody else's child to go sick to school. I can't take the time off. I want to make sure that this bill passes.
Here is a skeptic, Deborah in Harlem. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Deborah.
Hi, yes. I think that paid sick days should be something that employees negotiate for. I don't want this to be legislated. I think that the more you legislate and put restrictions on businesses and small businesses, the more those businesses are going to choose to leave New York City, leave New York State, and then there won't be jobs. So it sounds good to legislate for having all of these added benefits, but then there possibly will be fewer jobs. And I think if people see that as the choice, they'd rather choose to have more jobs available to them. And I think the labor person can tell the employee, I'm valuable enough to deserve these sick days, and it can be achieved that way.
Councilwoman?
Well, I wish that was true. We certainly met with all the chambers of commerce and listened to their concerns, and I do believe that we have some numbers that show that it is not expensive to small business. I, too, am very, very supportive of small business. I have a long history of that. And I think there are rules and regulations that small business needs to be amended, because they are hurting small business in the city of New York. And the speaker and the mayor have a coalition that's looking at suggestions on ways to curtail some of the cumbersome regulations on small business. But I do think that this particular legislation is needed for public health. I think it's needed for families, as I just described, children who need to come home if they're ill. And I do think that in a city that is so large and so diverse, with businesses that aren't all as good as Deborah's business is, I'm sure, where she has good worker management support, that we do need to have something in place.
Deborah, do you really think workers have that much power that they could save some per diem worker in a restaurant kitchen or somebody could say, I'm a good worker, then you should give me paid sick leave? Won't a lot of bosses, if there's not a union collective bargaining situation or something, just kind of sneer at that?
Well, then that worker can go someplace else. I just think that's the better route to try. Because, you know, if there is not enough labor, the employer is going to pay for it, and they're going to give the workers their demands. And if there's too much labor, then there's going to be trouble. But that means maybe people should switch industries or something.
I would just add that, but just so you know, I mean, we talk really extensively to people in San Francisco, which is not as large as New York, but is as diverse. And there wasn't any shifting of businesses, for instance, out of San Francisco to places where there wasn't any earned paid sick leave. I just want to mention that because I do hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's been the experience in San Francisco after 2 years.
Deborah, thank you. Another skeptic, Jeff in Morristown. Jeff, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, just if there's a business group out there that wants to level the playing field, I don't understand how we can at the same time say that there's such a minimal cost to this. Obviously, there are people that think there's a significant cost, or they don't need to level the playing field.
Well, you know, we've had several discussions. Speaker Quinn has put in a great deal of time on this issue, meeting with different chambers of commerce, and so have I. And I think they're working on numbers, but at this point, no numbers have come from their chambers indicating that it's going to be expensive. We're waiting to see.
Alexis in Red Bank has another story. Alexis, you're on WNYC.
Hello. One, I'd like to applaud your guest. What she's doing is very important. My mom is a waitress. My aunt is a waitress. I can tell you for sure they go to work sick. I can tell you for sure their coworkers go to work sick. And in regard to what Deborah, your previous caller, was saying, I can tell you that these employees will be shown the door if they try to argue for their right to have paid sick leave. It's not even a possibility.
Alexis could not have said it better, Brian.
Alexis, thank you. Do you have the mayor's support? Will he sign this legislation if you pass it?
He has stated at a Working Families Party forum, and Working Families Party is obviously very supportive, as is the New York State Paid Family Leave Coalition, A Better Balance, and others at their forum. He stated that particularly for large businesses, he would sign legislation. I believe he is still looking at the issue of small business.
So is there anything, even the Community Service Society, which, as you know, studies poverty issues in New York and advocates around poverty issues, says even moderate and high-income jobs are less likely to have paid sick days now than in past years. So they say this affects more than just restaurant workers and other small businesses. Do you know that to be true?
Yes. Community Service Society definitely said that, and that was true in San Francisco. I think in San Francisco what happened was businesses packaged their benefits, and so people could choose between different packages, but it ended up that people got paid sick leave, and no business was hurt as a result.
Will this law, if adopted, go into effect right away for this flu season?
Well, we'll have the hearing on November 16th. We hope to pass it soon thereafter, and there will certainly be a time for regulations. That's normally how laws work. So it may not be in time for this flu season in the fall, but it would certainly be in time for spring and into the future.
Here is Scott in Nolita, who thinks this would be a big problem for his business. Scott, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. First, I mean, it'd be great if I could give all of my employees sick leave and health care and things like that. But the truth of it is, you know, I already pay a ton of money, you know, in sales tax to the city. We pay all our workers really well, you know, as well as we can competitively. And I'm probably the lowest paid person in my company, and I'm the owner that's dumped a ton of money into it. And granted, trying to grow the business, you start adding these fees, it just drives you out. You know, our margins are too small for that right now. You know, if we're paying all these taxes, give the city, you know, make some special health care plan for people that have these lower-level jobs.
What do you do now if one of your employees has the flu or flu-like symptoms?
Well, he stays home, and then we bring in another person to pay to cover his shift. We had a guy have appendicitis, and you know what? We paid him for 3 weeks, you know, sitting out. Now, granted, he might pay us back. He might not. But, you know, we treat our employees nicely like that. What you're going to get if you keep driving these small restaurants, small businesses out of the city by putting these taxes, you're going to have a bunch of McDonald's workers. And I guarantee that the people that work for me have a much better life than they do if they're working at some fast food corporate restaurant that follows all these rules where they're going to pay them exactly $6 or whatever minimum wage is for their jobs, you know, instead of making 12. And that's exactly what you're going to drive down. Because the margins are too small in the restaurant business, especially when you have so much competition and so much hassle from the city and different regulations, and just it's like a shakedown from the city right now. And this sounds good on paper, but I don't know what, about your experts on the panel right now. But have either one of you ever run a business?
Actually, there's just one guest. It's City Councilwoman Gail Brewer. Councilwoman, we have 30 seconds left for you to say whatever you want to Scott.
Well, I think just want to say in terms of Scott's issue, there is a commission looking at the rules and regulations. I hope they will be curtailed, but he's obviously a great employer and managed to support his employees, and I wish everybody was like him. I hope that people understand that earned paid sick leave is a public health issue, that there are over 1 million workers who do not have this kind of opportunity, as Scott's employees do, and that I think it would be good for the entire city to have a level playing field, and then everybody would be able to stay home if they were sick and not get fired. It would be good for our students in our public schools also.
Scott, thank you for speaking up, and City Council Member Gail Brewer of the West Side of Manhattan, thank you for coming on and talking about this paid sick leave legislation. When's your public hearing again?
It's November 16th at 1 o'clock at City Hall, and everyone is welcome to testify.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will begin a week of meeting the winners of this year's inductees into the New York City People's Hall of Fame. Today, DJ Reka, legendary dance DJ with a global beat and a global audience. Stay with us.